We're on to page 69, 266 Sturt Road. I think the report speaks for itself. Councillor Lalama, are you moving that motion? I'm just asking. Oh, Councillor Telfer? Oh. Yes, of course. Is that seconded? Or did you wish to speak to a Councillor Telfer? Councillor Lalama, seconded. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. And thank you. Just for historical interest, it's exactly the same problem that caused us tens of thousands of dollars of costs and many years of delay and staff time in relation to the Glendore laneways, which again were a gap in some landowners' will. And council couldn't look after them because it wasn't our property and they needed fixing up. And they kind of didn't belong to anyone, but it was all fixed up in the end. And we've done it again. Excellent. So now we're on page 69. I gave you the wrong page number earlier. We're on to 266 Sturt Road. Councillor Telfer to move.
I'll move, and I'd just like to say a few things. I'm very thrilled at the idea of having this piece of land, and obviously it's public now because it's in the public agenda. And I don't want it, and we shouldn't have it community land classification, because we may want to resolve some of it for road, we may not, but we are lining ourselves up for a better plan for the whole of the Marion Club, Marion Precinct.
Seconded, Councillor Lalama. Any other question or comment? Then I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. And now on page 72, LGA Annual General Meeting coming up. Great. So we do have a couple of suggested motions. Are we still with the same wording on page 73 and 74? Just checking. Councillor Luscombe.
Thank you, through the Chair. I just suggested that the motion be very, very slightly amended to reflect the wording that is in the actual document from a grammar perspective. So staff have deleted the S's so that it makes sense in the motion.
Well, I'm all for better grammar. Now, I know I shouldn't get involved in the debate, but I'm very glad to hear that. So would you like to move the motion, Councillor?
Certainly. Thank you. So this motion covers a few different aspects, and I think before I move...
Yeah, before you do move, I've just picked up as well that we need to consider a deputy Councillor XX as the proxy voting delegate. Can I just ask for a hands up about who's interested? I've just got one hand up, so let's put Councillor Sarah Luscombe in that space. And back to you, Councillor Luscombe, to move the motion.
Thank you. Through the Chair, I'd like to move that the Mayor be the voting delegate. I'd be happy to come along as the proxy voting delegate. The motions that we're submitting, there's two this time. They were motions that sort of came up in the context of a couple of different contexts. So one was the infrastructure and environment meeting in particular. The first motion talks about proposing to the LGA to have a sector-wide approach to carbon sequestration and nature repair markets. And I thank staff for supporting particularly Ms Newman in putting together this motion. And really this is about how do we, as all of our South Australian councils, work together on this issue of addressing fossil fuels? And one of the ways we can do that is through sequestration. We know that country councils might have a lot of land, and in contrast, metro councils don't. So it's just a really nice opportunity. I'm sure there's lots of ways that we can look into this, but we'd really like to see a sector-wide approach so that we can all work together in addressing this carbon problem, and that's what this motion seeks to explore. The second motion is looking at sustainable procurement. And again, like to thank staff for supporting this motion in the wording. And really, this is looking at how do we all work together, again, as councils across South Australia to address procurement, in the sense that if we all work together, it makes it cheaper, but it also makes it easier to share information about how we do procurement sustainably. It's an exceptionally complex area. We've discussed it a little bit in the FRAC meeting. I think the more information we can share, the better. So they're the two motions that we're seeking to put up. And I'd love to attend so that we can hear the discussion that might, if they get up, that might ensue. Thank you.
Is that seconded? Councillor Crossland, anything further? Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carry, raise your hand. Yes, that's carried unanimously. Thank you. So we're on to page 83, the public art strategy. And I remind councillors that when the consultant asked a whole lot of artists if they wanted more public art, they were strongly in favour. Anyone like to... proceed. Councillor Hoffman.
Thank you very much, and through the chair. I just note the recommendation as written. I think that this is a very well crafted public art strategy, and I support it. Thank you.
Is it seconded, Councillor Singh? Anything to add? Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So we can move on. And well done. A lot of work went into that. So thanks for that. Page 138. City of Marion submission to the SA Waste Strategy. This is another one which required a lot of work from staff. Anyone like to move ahead with that one? Councillor Crossland.
Yep, I'd like to move the recommendation as printed, but I think it's only fair that I acknowledge the amount of time and effort that's gone into this report. So I'd like to thank staff for that.
So seconded, Councillor Luscombe.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very happy to second. And I'd be really interested in hearing more from staff, not necessarily now in the interest of time, but around what else council can be doing to support the community with this. I'm thinking about clothing swap events, or, you know, things that we can do on a really practical level to really support our community with recycling textiles and all sorts of things. So I'd love to hear more about staff's ideas in that space at another time.
Now, before I proceed, is that a question from Councillor?
Yeah, if you've got any suggestions, are we able to put those forward?
Yes, it's been moved and seconded as it is, but it is therefore capable of amendment. You might want to air things with staff, or simply make an amendment, whatever you want to do.
If the chair is comfortable, I can outline what I thought.
Why don't you outline, and then we'll see how best to proceed.
Sure. So I guess one thing is it's about the waste, that there's appropriate and correct labelling. So just because something's got that little arrow thing doesn't necessarily mean we can recycle it, or it's recyclable here in Australia. So advocating for some sort of consistency and integrity, and also a support for local recycling. I guess also...
Councillor, I am listening, but I'm just pausing to invite relevant staff to come up so that they can comment on your suggestions. So thank you for that, and please continue.
Yeah, so there's the recycling labelling. We talk about solar panels, but we're going to be shifting to batteries. There'll be a whole heap of batteries. So I think probably battery recycling, and, you know, not just where it's been proposed, but at the broader level, being able to recycle those products and, you know, collection points and things like that. That's the second point. Third point is looking at electronic redundancy. and what we can do to adapt products. So, for example, if I buy an induction heater stovetop because I'm getting rid of gas, I've got to basically throw away my aluminium coffee pot because I need to get a steel one. You can actually get something I can put underneath so I can use it. So, you know, are there those sort of things as well where we can actually extend the life and remove redundancy? Yeah, that's kind of the main points, those 3 points.
Thank you. And I'll just highlight for councillors that are following this that the actual Marion draft submission begins on page 235. Now, what is the staff response to those suggestions from Councillor Velescu?
Can I just clarify through the chair? So are those suggestions for inclusion into the submission or were they questions for comment now?
Well, that's right. They're suggestions that how can we include these things to the extent that they're not already addressed in the submission.
So on the first point around more effective labelling symbols, I might just defer to Alison, who perhaps might be able to provide some further information about the labelling options that are in there.
Thanks, through the chair. There is a comment about improving recycling labelling generally in the submission. We run regular community education about what plastics are and aren't recyclable. Those seem to be the main concerns that people have, but I do think it will be picked up through this state strategy as circular economy develops and there's an increasing focus on some of the other elements you talked about with reducing and repairing and extending the life of products before they're disposed at all. We'll start to come through some of those programs when we see more traction at state and federal level on product stewardship regulations that promote durability of products that are available in the market.
So, Councillor, given that the submission's due tomorrow, does that response satisfy your concerns sufficiently?
So, just through the chair, we can make specific reference to difficult waste, such as solar panels and lithium batteries, in the submission. We can make an amendment to include that in there.
Yes, if we've got solar panels, we're going to have a surge in, you know, 10, 15 years of this product, so I think it's worth putting on the table.
I'm happy to take that on as an amendment, but Councillor Crossland, did you want to incorporate it?
My reading of the document is all those things are already in the document from...
Well, no, sorry, that's a point of debate, so I won't entertain that.
Well...
But I have asked, that was the reason for asking staff for advice, and their advice was that it could be included. So, Councillor Velescu, have you thought of some wording to include that as an amendment?
Just including it in the same category as they've got it on there, solar and lithium battery recycling, having it in the same solar panel and lithium battery recycling, because we do have a section where we're talking about the environmental stuff.
Right, so thank you, it's on the screen. And just before we, before we deal with that formally, did you want to respond to Councillor Velescu's other points?
Through your worship, I think that the other points have been covered. So
it's have been just covered, so it's just that one from Councillor Velescu, all right. Did you wish to speak further to the amendment? Then is it seconded? Seconded Councillor Telfer. Did you wish to add anything? We'll vote on the amendment, whether we include that aspect or not. All those in favour of the amendment, raise your hand. All those against the amendment, raise your hand. The amendment is lost. So we proceed with the motion. If anyone hasn't yet spoken, they can speak either for or against. There being no further speakers, Councillor Crossland, anything to close the debate?
Just that I believe those items raised were already in there, and if you read page 236, those items are covered.
Sorry, Councillor Velescu has raised a valid point of order, and I'm a bit slow to pick it up, but I do have to deal with it. I had counted 5-4 against on the amendment. There's no division on the amendment, so it makes it a bit more difficult for the Chair to see. But now that Chair has adjusted his glasses, he can see there are 10 people out there who presumably voted. So I'm going to hold the vote again on the amendment to confirm those numbers. All those in favour of the amendment, can you please clearly raise your hand? All those in against the amendment, please raise your hand.
5-5. 1, 2, 3. 5-5.
Sorry, there's some. I've got to say, some hands are very difficult to see from the chair. People think they're putting up their hand. It's not always obvious. It's 5-5. I will cast my vote in favour of the amendment. So the amendment is carried on the casting vote of the chair. So we now proceed with the debate. We'll give people another chance if they wish to comment either for or against. And then I'll just leave it to Councillor Crossland to close the debate, if he wishes.
Yeah, thank you. Just taking into account the amendment, can we just make sure we don't write the same thing in twice? Because I can see end of life. Solar panel and soft plastics and other problematic waste streams already mentioned on page 236.
All those in favour of the motion as amended, please raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Thanks for all your contributions. Page 243. Can I just see if there's an expression of interest for Deputy Council Member on the Council Assessment Panel? Councillor Taylor, thank you for stepping into the breach again. Councillor Luscombe is also interested. Yes, that's two. So I think we have a vote on our hands. Do we have... We have voting papers? Excellent.
My job, isn't it?
I don't think in this respect we need to ask the candidates to give a 5-minute speech. You've seen them in action for a few years now. The wish of the majority of councillors and mayor present in total was in favour of Councillor Taylor. So that will be the name that will go into the motion. And we'll test that. So you have Councillor Pryor is moving that way. Seconded Councillor Naismith. Any other suggestions? Then I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. And please invite those councillors back into the room. So on page 246, we have spider webs. I had two questions actually about this. I may need staff to help with that. I should give the opportunity of councillors. Does anyone else have a factual question they want to put? Councillor Velescu?
Two questions. I guess the first question relates to properties where the front yard becomes part of council land. So if I wanted to...
Where there's no clear distinction, the lawn comes down to the gutter, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so what happens there and what's happened so far? That's my first question, and I'll do the other one later.
All right. Who would like Mr. Brinkworth? Thank you.
Through the chair, in relation to that, it would be probably negotiation with the owners because we would have to do a survey to find out where the front boundary was, so we'd really just mediate with them and encourage the removal of it if possible.
And has that actually happened, or is that a theory?
That would be a theory, yes.
Councillor Velescu, you had other questions?
Through the chair, to my knowledge, no, we haven't for this type of activity.
that did relate to one of the Mayor's questions, because there's sort of a factual implication in Clause 2 that's been suggested by staff, that Council's authorised officers shall continue to enforce the law related to the use of artificial spiderwebs. But, Mr Bigworth, isn't it hard to say shall continue to enforce if there's never been any enforcement?
Through the Chair, we could take it that way. We'd be happy to amend the motion as appropriate. It's more the continuation of the use of Bylaw Number 3 and Bylaw Number 5 as a whole. But if it was specifically relating to artificial spiderwebs, this would be a new approach that we would be taking.
Well, if the word continue to was taken, or if the words continue to were taken out, that would resolve that concern. There were other questions, Councillor Crossland?
I've got a couple of questions. The first one really relates to our enforcement. At the moment, we don't really have any enforcement even on dogs barking. How are we going to enforce investigating and confirming who has put a spider's web on a council verge without CCTV or a witness statement? How are you going to do it?
Through the Chair,
I'll ask Mr. Brinkworth just to respond to the factual question rather than the opinion, much as I might agree with it. Mr. Brinkworth.
Thank you. Through the Chair, the investigation process looks into all those matters, tries to find evidence of who did it. If we're unable to do so, we would simply remove the item from the council land as a standard process.
Councillor Crossland?
Well, this is a follow-up to the first one. It's not my second question, but recently we've had somebody who chopped down some bushes on their garden and left it on the footpath. That's still there 3 weeks later, so how long are you going to leave these spider webs?
Well, that's a contentious case, because I'm aware of that case as well. But if there are spider webs on the verge, how long would they be left there, Mr. Brinkworth?
Through the Chair, in relation to removal of items such as this, if we can't identify who has undertaken the work, they'd be removed immediately.
And my second question is, as I've recently discovered, when somebody encroaches on council land, if it's been there a little while, we don't do anything. I'm concerned that there's going to be a time limit. Is there a time limit of, if it's been there a day, we don't investigate and don't enforce it? Or is there not a time limit on these types of encroachments?
Through the Chair, in relation to these items, it's under the bylaw. It's an activity that requires approval, so it's very clear-cut in that. Once it's been identified that it's a recent activity, certainly we would be able to take action as appropriate.
So, Mr. Brinkworth, just clarifying, you said you'd be able to take action if you've become aware of the breach of bylaw. But what is the policy that guides whether you actually do take action or not?
Through the Chair, that would be in accordance with our compliance, the Council's compliance policy. So that does dictate the various options that we have in terms of negotiation, mediation, or the formal enforcement approach.
All right. The Mayor's question was, is it actually legally possible for the Council to delegate authority to a councillor, for example, Councillor Luscombe, to give her an expiation notice book to be able to issue those to residents with spider webs on the footpath?
Through the Chair, Council can authorise and delegate to a range of positions within Council, but that would generally be a member of staff for that purpose.
Sorry, generally, but almost. Is it possible?
Sorry.
Under the legislation, is it possible to delegate it to a councillor?
Through the Chair, no, it needs to be delegated to a staff member, and it would need to be someone who's appropriately trained in the investigation processes.
All right. Well, I've reached a dead end there. So would anyone like to move the motion or something like it? Councillor Luscombe.
Thank you. Through the Chair, I'm happy to move the recommended staff option with the wording that the Mayor suggested. Look, I think this is a are not necessarily a huge issue. I don't think it's going to necessarily change a lot of things in terms of what we do. But I think what's important is point one, which is really about providing an education campaign. And certainly when this came to council initially, a lot of people contacted me saying that they never realised that these spiderwebs could be, you know, so dangerous to wildlife and also to the environment. So already we're seeing people quite interested in the issue. So to me, the important thing about this motion is really providing the education to the public, and then I would imagine we will see a lot less artificial spiderwebs. I think the other thing that potentially we could do, which isn't in the motion, is around advocating to the state government around, you know, the amount of plastics that go into our environment. And certainly the state government has been on a mission to reduce the amount of single-use plastics that are in the environment. So I would have thought that spiderwebs would be another, the artificial spiderwebs would be another one of those. So potentially this might feed into a broader conversation about whether it's even appropriate to sell them in South Australia at all. But of course that's not within the remit of council. What we can do is educate and provide information to people to support them in their decisions around Halloween decorations. If they want to put them on their own private property, they absolutely can, but they might choose not to if they realise that they can be not very helpful to wildlife and to the environment. So, yeah, I would like to move the motion that's printed.
Okay.
So just to clarify not the bit where it says or, the bit point one and point two and not or council. That was the first recommended option that staff suggested.
That's good. Right, thank you. That's what I thought you said. Thank you, Councillor Valescu, to second.
Look, I'm happy to second just the first bit, and based on what Councillor Luscombe was talking about, maybe just looking at...
Sorry, when you say just the first bit, are you seconding what she moved or not?
Just number one. I don't know if that was what...
Or then you're not seconding what she moved.
All right.
Okay. Well, is anyone seconding what she moved? I beg your pardon, with respect, Councillor Luscombe. Is anyone seconding her motion? Councillor Naismith, thank you. To speak to her? Anyone speaking against? Or amendment? Councillor Valescu.
Look, I would like to amend the motion that we just have the first bit.
Want to delete clause two?
Yes.
Yep, carry on.
The reason... I think the education on this is going to get a lot of results. I do not think we are going to expiate anyone, but it's going to get out there that all of a sudden we're clamping down on Halloween and we're wowsers. So not only are we not going to get the environmental benefit of actually enforcing it, but we're also, not that I want us to be fining people, but we're also going to lose support for the whole motion, and it'll become an issue which... really will lose the intent. And the intent, and it's quite a good one from Councillor Luscombe, is that this is not really something that's appropriate, and if we can prevent as much of it being used as possible, that would be a good thing. So I just think we look at an education campaign. We've got 20, 30 kilo bags of horse manure, which is open in our verges that we're trying to deal with, which we can't expiate on. So I just think there's probably better use of staff time here on the compliance side, and let's not upset people if they inadvertently think we're trying to be wowsers when we're not.
Now I'll ask for a seconder, but first I want to make a comment from the chair that I did consider whether this is a direct contradiction of the motion. However, it would be... it would be an outcome within the contemplation of the motion to have one of the two campaigns rather than both of them. In other words, education instead of education and enforcement. So on that basis, giving it the benefit of the doubt, I'm accepting it as an amendment. And therefore ask for a seconder, unless there's a question coming before we deal with the amendment. Councillor Crossland.
Based on Councillor Valescu's amendment,
would it make any difference to whether council officers enforce bylaw 3 or not? So does it,
would make,
any
difference
to council staff? Are they still going to enforce it?
The motion is that they'll enforce it.
Oh, if it's removed from this motion as council,
they're still obliged to enforce it.
So it doesn't make any difference.
Not practically any difference.
Is the motion seconded? Councillor Singh, did you wish to speak to it? Then I'll put the amendment. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against? The amendment is defeated, so we're left with the motion as it was. People may speak if they haven't spoken before on either side of the debate. There being, yes, Councillor Telford.
In supporting this, I am very keen that we make it quite clear that's on verges and not on private land, because I think in the last round of discussions out in the community that was lost, we're not touching people's private land.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Then Councillor Luscombe, anything in reply?
I'd like to thank Councillor Valescu for his suggested amendment, and I know that the intention behind that is to avoid misinformation being put out into the community. I would hope that the education campaign will make it really clear that it is just on verges. People can put them on their private land and there's no consequences whatsoever other than to our environment. But, I would like the education campaign to make it really clear what that bylaw says and why, most importantly, why. So I would think that your fears around that point number two being included can be alleviated by the quality of the education campaign that we provide. That's all.
Thank you. And when you say your fears, you're referring to the chair, but the chair doesn't have any fear. So I think you're referring to Councillor Valescu's fears. Just to clarify.
Thank you for the clarification.
All those in favour of the motion, raise your hand. All those against? Motion's carried by majority. Now, we have a number of policies to consider. We have discussed them before, informally, but does anyone want to pull out for particular discussion any of those five policies? Otherwise, they could be, conceivably, taken en bloc. If not, then councillors may wish to take those five policy items en bloc, and also the SWARA board meeting and the Work Health and Safety monthly report. I am quarantining out of that the Hazelmere Reserve report. We'll get to that. Councillor Luscombe?
I'd be happy to move those en bloc.
You've just, by a millisecond, beat Councillor Pryor to that, so Councillor Pryor is going to second that. Any further discussion? Then all those in favour of all of those items, please raise your hand. That's carried unanimously. And for the record, that's climate change, procurement, social media, volunteer involvement, publications, policies, and those other regular reports. Now, on page 311, Hazelmere Reserve, I just wanted to ask about the possibility of consultation. So you see the last paragraph, it's noted that the intention is for community consultation to be undertaken prior to progressing with this project. Consultation and engagement plan will be developed as part of future reporting to council when considering whether to progress the delivery of the project, which is fairly indefinite, one might say. And I'm just thinking of how something more tangible might assist with state government lobbying. So would it be possible, this is a question then for Mr. Keane, would it be feasible to undertake community engagement in relation to the draft concept design sometime this year, for example?
Through the chair, yes, that would be feasible. We could come back with some timeframes on that.
So I suppose the question for the motion is whether it should be just noting the report or whether it should be asking administration to consult the community on the draft concept design. I hand that over to councillors to consider. Councillor Naismith? Okay, so Councillor Naismith moving that one, council notes the report, two, request administration to initiate community consultation in relation to the draft concept design. So just while we're holding that thought, getting it written, Councillor Crosslane had a point.
Just a question. Can there be community consultation be worded in a way which doesn't make it sound as if it's funded and going to happen? As in, this is what we're proposing to do subject to receiving state or federal government funding. Just don't want to miscommunicate with people. Because I've often...
Noting subject
And may we have after the word design, comma, noting that the project. Councillor Crosslane's happy. Councillor Naismith, happy with that?
Second that.
Councillor Crosslane seconds it. Sorry, Councillor Telfer.
My question was when we were lobbying for Mitchell Park, we did postcards out through the nearby suburbs. Would that be a possibility? It's different from community consultation, but maybe it's a number three that the mover and seconder would take on, that we do a postcard information out into the community.
Just ask Mr. Keane, but that might be getting down to an operational level,
right,
as to how the consultation is done. It doesn't have to be a two-page form with boxes to tick. It can be postcards. It can be informative in different ways. So,
yeah, we can take that away, take that feedback. I'd look to Mr. Marway as to whether there's any reason why we couldn't.
Just suggest we change it to community engagement.
Yes. Mr. Marway has helped with a better word, community engagement.
It's been here all night.
So just checking, Councillor Naismith, who's moved. Are you happy with that? Councillor Crosslane's happy with that. Good suggestion. If there are no more speakers, I can simply put that to the vote. All those in favour of us going home, that's carried unanimously. And I therefore close the meeting. Thank you, everyone.